Hello and welcome to Sunday Messages with Fairmount Friends Church. We're so glad that you are joining us. You can find out more on www.fairmountfriendschurch.org. Here's Pastor Brock Meyer.
What I was saying earlier is it's fun to have a good time with your family, and that's what we're doing here this morning. So awesome stuff, good time. Hey, just a couple little words of encouragement that we see from the scripture, just to try to redeem the craziness of what just happened, and then we will get out of here. We won't belabor the message, but a few little thoughts that I wanted to share. In Matthew chapter 13, verse 44, it says, "The kingdom of heaven is like treasure hidden in a field. When a man found it, he hid it again. And then in his joy, he went and sold all he had and bought that field." Again, the kingdom of heaven is like a merchant looking for fine pearls. When he found one of great value, he went away and sold everything that he had, and he bought it. There's something to be said about searching and hunting for a love worth finding. And when you find that love, to be committed to be all in on that love. And once you find it, it says he discovered it. And then he started doing some really strategic, creative stuff to ensure that he kept that treasure forever. He went and he found a spot. He hid it. He carved away the time, the process, the thinking to make sure that he would have this treasure forevermore. The great theologian John Calvin, he says this about this particular text. He said the first two of these parables, there's the lost coin, there's the lost son, there's the lost sheep, there's this the lost treasure that they're looking to find. But it talks about these parables. They're intended to instruct believers to prefer the kingdom of heaven to the new world, and therefore to deny themselves and all the desires of the flesh, that nothing may prevent them from obtaining such a valuable of a possession. We are greatly in need of such warning. Here's the kicker. For we are so captivated by the allurements of the world that eternal life fades from our view. And in consequence of our carnality, the spiritual graces of God are far from being held by us in the estimation which they deserve. We're so distracted by the allurements. My heart gets enticed and seduced away by things that really do not matter. And can I liken this scripture not only unto heaven, where that's our ultimate treasure and possession, but to our relationships that we have here on the earth, primarily covenantal relationships in marriage, that we wouldn't be allured away and tempted and teased away to spend our time on things that do not matter. But to say, man, I have discovered a treasure and I will carve out everything I possibly can to ensure that I have this treasure forever. A treasure is something of great value that is rare, that you've got to have consistently in your life, that you're like, I would trade it all. And it says that he sold everything in order to have this field. But unfortunately, in our day and age, we do waste a lot of time not spending that time with our treasure. We spend it on other stuff that has tempted and has lured us away. We waste time here. There's research and studies that say that we touch our phones 2,637 times a day. It's the last thing we touch before we go to bed. It's the first thing we touch when we wake up in the morning, just touching it. Anybody ever have those phantom phone calls where your leg just naturally just vibrates? And you're like, what is going on? And you look down, like, you don't even have your phone on you, but your body is just always amped all the time, thinking that you're getting a phone call. We touch it 2,600 times in a day. Look at this. According to recent data, the average person spends 3 hours and 15 minutes on their phone every day. 1 in 5 smartphone users spends up to 4.5 hours a day. This is a recent study just done in 2023. Facebook global users, they spend an average of 1 hour on that platform. And average people spend a half an hour on the Instagram platform. The average TikTok user spends an hour and a half every day on TikTok, scrolling through, posting, looking at videos, trying to get that song to match. Why will my lips not match the synchronicity of this song? And trying to have a really cool quote and whatever that it is that you do. That's 2,700 minutes a month. And we say, I just don't have time. I just don't have time to put into a relationship. I don't have time to serve. I can't be involved in a committee. I can't serve in my church. There's great treasure to be found out there, and yet I am lured away by just things that ultimately do not matter. It's not a treasure. It's just it's a false pleasure. And we do it time and time again, and it's not that we think technology is bad, but it's just the adulteress of our day. It just slowly tempts and teases us away from relationships that truly do matter. I'd rather peek in on somebody else's life than to go live a really good story myself. We challenge our kids all the time. It's like, rather than watching other people live life, let's go live life ourselves, and let's go live a great story and a great adventure instead of being excited about everybody else that lives a good story. There is time to be had if we would seize the day and get after it while the getting's good. John Ortberg, he said this. He said, the good of being delivered from hurry is not simply pleasure, but the ability to do calmly and effectively with strength and joy that which really matters most. The bummer is to look at it through this slide. Let's look at it at this next slide, because that was a little bit confusing. Let's read it on this next. Oh, that looks so much better, doesn't it? The good of being delivered from hurry is not simply pleasure, but it's the ability to do calmly and effectively with strength and joy the things that really matter most. Making time to be together, pumping the brakes on maybe the things that distract, or it's not really what I'm called, it's not my purpose on the planet, yet I give myself to all of the things that really don't matter, and to slow down and just to plan, maybe to plan to be with your spouse or your children or those relationships that matter most, and to plan nothing, but just to be together. Even times whenever I see couples out and they're doing nothing but maybe even having dinner, but they can't even have a conversation because usually he's staring down at his crotch. It's his phone, but it looks like he's just staring down at his crotch. She's like so bored and disconnected and like not engaged in a conversation and thinking, man, you have treasure sitting across the table from you. Just like, can you just do nothing and do it together? And look in her eyes and let your heart pour out and be intentional together. There's a beauty of just having some nothingness together. There's times whenever I want to plan an elaborate day or weekend or all, and then the next we're going to check off and the next we're going to go for it. And sometimes what I know my family needs is just a breather. And can we just do nothing together? Perhaps there's something to be said about that. There's this Italian phrase that I enjoy that I'm trying to get a little bit more into my life, and it's this. It's dolce far niente. Dolce far niente. It means the sweetness of doing nothing. It comes from whenever I was, maybe you've seen the movie or you've read the book, Eat, Pray, Love. And she goes around and she travels these different parts of the world. And when she goes to Italy, just sees the pace of life pump its brakes. Because in America, we work, work, work until it's the weekend. Then we sit around in our pajamas and we veg out on Netflix all weekend so that we can get up again on Monday and do it all over again. We hit repeat on that button for 40 years and call it a life. When perhaps there's something a little bit deeper and more intentional that we could have done with our time. Had we seen the treasure that was truly in front of us, saying, I'm going to sell it all to zero in on the things that really do matter most. There's a few different things that I like to see around in our church family. I love to see men with their arms around their wife during worship. I love to see that as I'm looking at Tom back there, and he's just got his arm around his girl, man. I love that. There's something like, hey, you know what? We're sitting here. We're in the house of God. We're going to worship together. We're going to hear the teaching of the word, and we're in it together. Oh, do I love that. There it is, Adam. Good move. Go for it. Yeah, that was a good move. Matt's sitting behind his girl. I'm not sure what's up with that. Perhaps she got here before he did. He was late. There's something about that that I really like. Or how about just seeing this around town? I like to see couples that go for a walk together, hold hands together. The sweetness of doing nothing, but just being together, walking. Love whenever I'm out on the path, out in the park, and maybe a couple that's together, but getting after it a little bit more, going for a jog or riding bikes together. There's just something about pushing pause on all of the other distractions just to zero in on the treasure. How about a father that's sitting down, taking time with his son, teaching them, how do you write a Valentine's Day card? Because if they're not taught at 20, then they're not taught at 30, and then here we are 50, 70 years old, I still don't really know how to like put words together to tell you my heart. But for men to take some time with their boys and teach them some romance and how to truly treasure something. I'll tell you this one. This one's pretty cool. Dick Hensley, can you join me for a second up here? Are you able to come up? Yeah. This guy's a romantic, all right? And y'all are about to see something. Notice he didn't have to grab any props to be ready for this moment. He just lives ready. There he goes. You guys are going to love this. Okay, women, get ready for the heart to go pitter-patter a little bit. Richard, would you... I'm going to feel like a magician, okay? Richard, would you reach inside your left breast pocket and pull out and show everybody what it is that you have? Come on, are you kidding me? That's what's up. Will you tell us the story real quick about why you have always kept a picture of your wife in your heart?
This way she's always with me wherever I go. And you know, some days she'll be gone or I'll be gone, but she's always going to be in my heart. And this is one way I've always got her with me.
Judy, you're smiling so big out there. I know. OM gosh. Gee whiz. Fellas, anybody else want to like tuck a picture inside your breast pocket now? There's just something about that, man. I want a treasure. I found a treasure and I'm not playing around. Man, I'm serious. I'm focused. Every day that I get up and I put my shirt on, there is a discipline that I'm putting this picture into my shirt pocket. There's something about finding treasure where we're not distracted, we're not allured away, we're not tempted. I am dialed in, I'm zeroed in on this thing, and I'm selling all in order to get it. And I just believe that that is the timeless beauty of some of this relationship that we can pursue. And I'll wrap with this. For me, being in nursing homes every day, I get to see this up close and personal. And you get to see regret in a man's eyes. Because now they're 90, they're 95, and it's winding down. And it is the most heartbreaking thing to see in a man's eyes. Thinking, man, could I have done something else? Could I have given myself more? I had one shot at this thing called life, and I had one shot when my kids were this age, and whenever I had this marriage, and whenever I had whatever it is, and man, and now it's over. I had one swing, I had one at bat, and I just want to encourage us, you've got some treasure in front of you. Sell all and go all in on that field. Nobody else's field, nothing. Go all in on the field that God has planted you in and say, man, I want to get every nutrient possible that I can get out of the field that God has put me in. And nobody is able to answer that question. And there's a deep question sitting in some of these people, like, did my life matter? Did I seize the moment? Did I engage in the time? And perhaps that question can only be answered between you and God. But I would encourage us, in the little bit of time that we have, man, go all in on the treasure that's sitting across the table from you. I just don't want my kids to grow up looking at the back of a laptop. Man, I want them to look in the face of a father that is fully alive and engaged with them. And that's all in on this season of life. In James 4, starting in verse 13, it says this: now listen, you who say, today or tomorrow we will go out and we'll do this, and we'll go to this city, and we'll spend a year here, we'll carry on business, we'll make some money. Why? You don't even know what will happen tomorrow. What is your life? You are but a mist that appears for a little while, and then it vanishes. Instead, you ought to say, if the Lord's will, we will live and we will do this or that. And it is you who boast of your arrogant schemes. All such boasting is evil. If anyone then knows the good that they ought to do and they don't do it, then it is sin to them. Let's spend our lives going all in on this field. Let's buy the treasure. And I'll tell you, the treasure is Jesus. The treasure is the presence of the Lord. But the treasure are the deep relationships that we have that are laying around. And what is it that we can do to cultivate the most and the best out of those relationships? Let's go all in on it. Amen. Would you all stand with me this morning as we close? Jesus, I thank you that we can have some fun as a spiritual family. I thank you that we can laugh and we can think of all these great memories. And God, I pray that you would put a driver, a motivator inside of us. God, that we would be intentional with the time, that we wouldn't just scroll through and flip through other people living good lives, but that we would dive into the one that you've given us, that we would sell all and buy the field of the treasure of our spouses, our kids, our grandkids, our church family, our community, whatever those things are, God, that we would be all in. God, I pray that you would help identify some areas that we can carve out of our life and some identify some areas where we can be intentional to grow and develop in our life. And we want to do this all for your glory and for the good of your people. In Jesus' name, amen.
So we're so glad that you were with us today. You can subscribe on iTunes or Spotify or your preferred podcasting app. Be sure to rate us so other people can know about the podcast.